On tonight's Trivia Night, we spin a web of trivia size with 15 spectacular questions about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. What's up, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From Shakespeare to shake weights, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we swing our way through the city to bring you the most amazing, most spectacular, most neighborhood-friendly trivia around. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, birthplace of the Frostproof Freezer. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along and have everyone in the world asking, just who is that masked trivia player? You'll be writing your own Daily Bugle headline playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, Trivia, Trivia. Time for Spider-Man trivia. That's right, y'all. We're taking a trans-dimensional trivia trip across time and space to bring you 15 freshly spun Spider-Man trivia questions fit for Stan Lee himself. Time to lace up your kicks and sling a wicked trivia web with Miles Morales, Peter Parker, and the rest of the Spider People as we dive deep into the Triviaverse with Spider-Man on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPur. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game, just like this, check out CrowdPur.com after the episode. Let me spin a web of details to break down our trivia games real quick. I'm bringing 15 questions in a variety of formats. Some multiple choice questions, some type-in text questions without answer options, and some drag-and-drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And, if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/VZ7ZY, that's trivianight.live/VZ7ZY, to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPur. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. And always remember, true believers, with great trivia power comes great trivia responsibility. Let's play! All right, here we go with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse trivia. Question 1. What private school in New York City does Miles Morales attend in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, Midtown Science High School, B, the Bronx Institute, C, Queens Future Polytechnic, or D, Brooklyn Visions Academy? A, Midtown Science High School, B, the Bronx Institute, C, Queens Future Polytechnic, or D, Brooklyn Visions Academy? Which of these schools does Miles Morales go to in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? The correct answer is D. It's the Brooklyn Visions Academy. Miles lives in Brooklyn, and he attends school at the Brooklyn Visions Academy in 2018's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is my favorite comic book movie, mine and a whole lot of other people's. Moving on to question 2. What infamous Spider-Man villain dies during his fight with Peter Parker at the Alchemex Super Collider? Is it A, Green Goblin, B, Lizard, C, Electro, or D, Vulture? A, Green Goblin, B, Lizard, C, Electro, or D, Vulture? Which of these Spider-Man villains dies while he's fighting with Peter Parker at the Super Collider? The correct answer is A, it's the Green Goblin. Question 3. Why does Kingpin want to open alternate universes using his Super Collider? Is it A, to kill all Spider People, B, to bring back his wife and son, C, to destroy all alternate universes, or D, to find a cure for his disease? A, to kill all Spider People, B, to bring back his wife and son, C, to destroy all alternate universes, or D, to find a cure for his disease? Why does Kingpin want to build this super collider to open an alternate universe? The correct answer is B, managed to bring back his wife and son. Yeah, Wilson Fisk goes about things in a pretty bad way, but he's got sort of altruistic motives behind it because he wants to bring back his wife and son after a terrible accident killed them. Question 4. What tech device does Peter Parker give to Miles before being murdered by Kingpin? Is it A, a USB drive, B, microchip, C, web shooters, or D, interdimensional communicator? A, USB drive, B, microchip, C, web shooters, or D, an interdimensional communicator? Which of these tech devices does the Peter Parker in this world give to Miles before he's murdered by Kingpin? The correct answer is A, he gives him a USB drive. Tells him that if he puts that USB drive into the super collider, it will shut it down. That, my friends, is what we call an inciting incident. Question 5. What iconic Nike sneaker does Miles Morales wear in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, Air Max, B, Air Force One, C, Air Jordan, or D, Air Edge? A, Air Max, B, Air Force One, C, Air Jordan, or D, Air Edge? Which of these iconic Nike sneakers does Miles wear in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? The correct answer is C, it's the Air Jordan. Now specifically, Miles Morales wears the Nike Air Jordan Retro High OG Origin Story, which was created exclusively for the movie, and then Nike created them in real life, and now they're impossible to find because of sneakerheads and resale value on the secondary market. Thanks a lot, sneakerheads. All right, question 6 is a type-to-text answer question. There's no answer options on this one, so shoot those webs deep into the folds of your brain to pull out this answer. Here we go with question 6. The scene in which Miles steps into his full power as Spider-Man features the Black Caviar and Black Way song, What's Up Blank. Again, the question is, the scene in which Miles steps into his full power as Spider-Man features the Black Caviar and Black Way song, What's Up Blank. And the correct answer is Danger. What's Up Danger by Black Caviar and Black Way has become a bit of a de facto theme song for Miles Morales in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I believe they'll be using that as well in the new film, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Question 7. Which of these superpowers does Miles Morales not possess in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, healing factor, B, venomous bite, C, invisibility, or D, super strength? A, healing factor, B, venomous bite, C, invisibility, or D, super strength? Which of these superpowers does Miles not have in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? The correct answer is A, healing factor. He's got a venomous bite, invisibility, and super strength. But Miles does not have the healing factor, which becomes very apparent to him as he's dragged through the streets of New York City. Question 8 is a drag and drop reorder question. I'm going to read the question, give you 4 answer options, and you just have to put these in the correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop reorder, question 8. Place these alternate dimension Spider-Men in the order in which they're introduced in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And your Spider-Men are Spider-Man Noir, Penny Parker, Spider-Ham, and Gwen Stacy. Again, that's Spider-Man Noir, Penny Parker, Spider-Ham, and Gwen Stacy. Which order are these alternate universe Spider-Men introduced in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? And the correct order is Gwen Stacy, Spider-Man Noir, Penny Parker, and Spider-Ham. Which I still cannot believe we didn't go with Peter Porker. Or is his name Peter Porker? It might be. I guess he's Peter Porker when he's not Spider-Ham. That makes sense. I gotta remember these secret identity things that they have to keep so secret. Question 9. What number is written on the Alchemex spider that bites Miles Morales in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, 00, B, 42, C, 62, or D, 99? A, 00, B, 42, C, 62, or D, 99? Which number's written on the spider that bites Miles in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? The correct answer is B, 42, which, if you're a fan of Douglas Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you will know is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Remember that. Next time somebody asks you what the answer to life, the universe, and everything is, just simply say 42. Question 10. Who voices Miles Morales' Uncle Aaron, aka the Prowler, in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, Mahershala Ali, B, Brian Tyree Henry, C, John David Washington, or D, Sterling K. Brown? A, Mahershala Ali, B, Brian Tyree Henry, C, John David Washington, or D, Sterling K. Brown? Which of these actors voices Uncle Aaron, aka the Prowler, in Into the Spider-Verse? The correct answer is A, Mahershala Ali. Two-time Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali plays Miles Morales' loving Uncle Aaron, who leads a double criminal life as the kingpin enforcer known as the Prowler. Before we swing across the multiverse with the final five questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. Pick from our library of 100% original trivia games. We've got over 1,300 and counting. Or you can write your own. You can add fun images, videos, and GIFs, share the link to your game with your crowd, and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. And let's swing right into these final five questions with question 11. Miles adds the phrase, no blank, to his graffitied mural in the abandoned subway station. Is it A, excuses, B, exclusions, C, excellence, or D, expectations? A, excuses, B, exclusions, C, excellence, or D, expectations? Which of these words does Miles add to his graffiti in the subway station? And the correct answer is D, expectations. Miles has got no expectations, and he blows off some steam by spray painting that phrase over the beautiful mural that he creates in the abandoned subway station. Question 12. Which villain destroys Penny Parker's SPDR robot in the final battle of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, Tombstone, B, Scorpion, C, Kingpin, or D, Doc Ock? A, Tombstone, B, Scorpion, C, Kingpin, or D, Doc Ock? Which of these villains destroys Penny Parker's SPDR robot? The correct answer is B, Scorpion. Scorpion destroys the robot, but luckily enough, her telepathically linked radioactive spider escapes, so she will live to fight another day. Question 13. Which of these descriptors is assigned to Spider-Man in Peter B. Parker's Dimension of Earth? Is it A, amazing, B, spectacular, C, sensational, or D, superior? A, amazing, B, spectacular, C, sensational, or D, superior? Which version of Spider-Man is Peter B. Parker in his dimension of Earth? And the correct answer is A, amazing. Peter B. Parker is the amazing Spider-Man. He says he spent so much time fighting villains and being a hero that he became known as the amazing Spider-Man. I believe the regular Peter Parker in Miles' universe was just the spectacular Spider-Man, if I'm not mistaken. Which I often am, so I very well could be. Question 14. What Spider-Man character is introduced in the post-credits scene of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Is it A, Spider-Cat, B, Carnage, C, Venom, or D, Spider-Man 2099? A, Spider-Cat, B, Carnage, C, Venom, or D, Spider-Man 2099? Which of these characters is introduced in the post-credit sequence of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? The correct answer is D. It's Spider-Man 2099, aka Miguel O'Hara, who is voiced by actor Oscar Isaac, who I also believe will have a much bigger role in the new Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Listen up, true believers. We've battled our way through a madcap multiverse of trivia, but we aren't quite finished just yet. If we can just get this last question into the super collider, we might just save the world with question 15. On what Earth variant in the Marvel Cinematic Universe does Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse take place? Is it A, Earth 616, B, Earth 1999-99, C, Earth 1610, or D, Earth 0? A, Earth 616, B, Earth 1999-99, C, Earth 1610, or D, Earth 0? Which of these Earths, on which of these Earths does Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse take place? And the correct answer is C, Earth 1610. I bet you didn't think that we were going to get that nerdy with this game, but we are full of surprises. And in the Marvel Comics, Miles Morales was introduced in the Ultimates timeline, which takes place on Earth 1610. So that's the same universe that the Earth featured in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse takes place. Well, holy J. Jonah Jameson, that is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Remember to rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can show off your trivia web-slinging skills on social media. Tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And a very special thank you to Justin for writing our trivia game this week. And if you have an idea for a topic that you'd like to see featured on a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.